Let's take it back to about 2014, 2015. I'm in my glory. I'm going out every weekend. Really getting that cheddar for the first time in life for real. Was making $14 an hour, paying $200 a month for rent, $50 in a phone bill, like $100 a month for groceries, eating. So I'm in Florida. So when you in Rome, do as the Romans do. And I ain't even going to cap to you. I'm really a Floridian. So at this point, I'm like, I got to get me some goddamn meat grills. So I go cop the grills. My man's gave me a sweet price. Y'all already know we slugged out top and bottom. Goddamn me. Had the curls going. So I was So like, fried chicken, really? In that environment, if you don't really know what's going on. So at this point in life, my drinking was not regulated. I did not know my limits. I'm outside really playing Russian roulette every night. So this particular night, met up with my homeboy, drove over to his house at the Hillsborough County Community College. Goddamn me. We get the Uber. Nice Uber. This was back when Uber was like affordable. Like I'm talking about you taking there and back and you ain't spending $50. If you was outside, it was a good time. So I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. My drink of choice was Jose Cuervo tequila. Had me like goddamn me one of them bottles. We into that bottle before we even get there. I'm already lit for real by the time I get to the club. So we get into the club, it kind of get even worse because like I'm buying drinks too, already lit. Honestly, at this point, I probably should have stopped drinking once I got there because I had already reached that limit. So, bruh, I can't even tell you what happened, bro. I'm in the club, shorty's backing it up on me. And then all of a sudden, like, a big block of time passes by. And I don't even remember what happened. I guess I got kicked out because I was too drunk. So I didn't know that I got kicked out. I come to, and there's two randoms just sitting next to me on the bench. These women were beautiful, but at the time, I did not notice that they was, you know what I'm saying? If you know, you know. I'm talking about, I got the girl on my goddamn Snapchat story, taking pictures. I'm glad she ain't still on my phone. Honestly, she really did me a solid. Long story short, bruh, I come to at my homeboy house. He telling me everything that happened. He got pictures of me sleep on the concrete. You know what I'm saying? I was going through it, bro. Like, it was one of those nights where I completely let myself go. And I learned my lesson after that. I wake up and I had my golds in my mouth. Because remember, I had top and bottom. The bottom is gone. Can't find it. And I'm like, bro. So I'm looking through my story because I haven't even looked at my story yet. Like, I don't even know what happened at this point. I just noticed that I don't have my golds. So I'm looking at my Snapchat story. Like, what the fuck? Yo, she stole my grill. And I really wish I had the Snapchat videos because I don't care. You stole my grill. Never seen you again. So you probably, you know what I'm saying? You probably made a nice, cool little 300 off of it after you melted it. But I was going to put her out there. Like, I'm on the Snapchat story like, yo, my last snap. Y'all know Shorty? She got my grill. Never found it. Never found it. But that's one of them situations where you was Swiss cheese, cheddar Bob, boy, out there sweet. Dog, like, and the thing that was crazy about that whole situation was that people got shot. There was a shooting at that club that we were at in Tampa, in Ybor City. I think it was the Orpheum, if I'm not mistaken. Like, three people died that night. So I'm out here all willy-nilly. So with that said, with that story said, we're going to get into this music. And then we're going to start. Let's get it.
Yeah. Who put this thing together? Me.
Yeah.
That's who.
Gangsta, who do I trust?
Grind or sleep, me.
in my word.
And I don't break a finger. Taking it back to this one, yeah.
Mr. Thanksgiving.
Trick or treat, grind to sleep, going fed on the beat. Big beat on the keys, plain chain on the sleeve. I fed the whole hood, I fed the whole town. I'm watching Scarface, and that's with no sound. I'm a boss, boss. This is boss talk. Bruce Leroy, Mike Crip Walk. Grab a plunger, nigga, cause I shit talk. Ain't talking classrooms, I'm wearing white chalk. We try to live life, we try to get right. And when you get right, just keep your shit tight. They try and block a nigga, they try and stop a nigga. Your bitch switched up, she out of pocket, nigga. Who can you trust, though? Hey, where the love go? Hey, bitch, on shell shots. I came from crackpots, I rep the have-nots. Yeah, I'm the mascot, can't break my old habits. Still got a stash box, still trying to do better. Still about that whatever. I beat the feds, ho, that's right, I'm too clever. I fed the whole hood, I fed the whole town. I'm watching Scarface, and that's with no sound. Trick or treat, grind to sleep, going fed on the beat. Big beat on the keys, plain chain on the sleeve. I fed the whole hood, I fed the whole town. I'm watching Scarface, and that's with no sound. I'm a boss, boss, this is boss talk. Bruce Leroy, Mike Crip Walk. Grab a plunger, nigga, cause I shit talk. Ain't talking classrooms, I'm wearing white chalk.
With the kind part, hop out, let's stick off. They some civilian shooters, we whack the big boss. It's still a dirty stick, I wipe the prints off. A real trap nigga, I'm talking brick talk. I train my dog right, I make my pit walk. Hit it, make it sit talk. Ordered up one ready, mostly hard, I left a zip off. In case he wanna practice, whip it till it's thick as batter. Girl as strong as Trish Stratus, I'm a fitness master. Murder business bachelor, snatch a nigga out his body. Dr. G Miami, niggas backwards, but on IG they look like they turned up. They know not to post they whips and pics, it's gon' get burnt up. Can't blame me for being a bitch, yo daddy soft. Look,
trick or treat, grind to sleep, going fed on the beat.
Man, we just letting this shit rock, bro. Cause it's all I've been telling. And we get right into it.
I'm watching Scarface, and that's with no sound. I'm a boss, boss. This is boss talk. Bruce Leroy, Mike Crip Walk. Grab a plunger, nigga, cause I shit talk. Ain't talking classrooms, I'm wearing white chalk.
I know that I'm beneficial, I can't show no feelings. Been in windows tenant, nowadays ain't no time for me to kick it. Business too intense, they gon' say that I've been acting different. I'm beyond they mental, I moved on from slanging drugs and pistols. Can't be thinking simple. Tighten up my circle, someone in the camp been leaking info. The Maybach triple black, this shit relaxing, feel like I'm in a limo. I put through the hood to let them see, I let down all the windows. I know I'm the motivation, they see me, they see a hero. A lot of niggas rich, but it hit different when you come from zero. They know I bang C's, but every day I need a different B-roll. Super superstitious, that's my niggas, I still pick up pennies. You can't give attention to these bitches when your name get mentioned. If I don't kill him, he gon' be in critical condition when I'm finished with him. Some shit just can't faze you when you been that nigga. Brody died, that shit had me all sentimental. Cuz got life in jail, I pray to God they overturn his sentence. I got too much money for my mom to work a job, I know she proud now. Since they see these bitches when they see me, they gon' bow down. I made real niggas win again, we back in style now. And I got that blicky for that rah-rah. I go to the dealership with chicks soon as the car drop. My new house got sliding glass doors, don't got no doorknobs. I'm in charge, I'm always gon' go hard, you just do your part. And no matter what, I know if you get up, then you lose your spot. You can say whatever, but if I change, it's for the better. That shit was painful, but I ain't let up. I left a stain in the ghetto. Been inside the mix since so legit, got my name from the ghetto. But I'm bigger now, I can go to dinner with Corey Gamble and Miss Jenna now. Couple hundred grand up on the gram before it went in style. They'll call me like, take it down, I've been the one. Bossed up, I don't gotta do it, but I'ma get her done. I man up and handle my problems when I can easily run. Easy come, easy go, sell it all, get some more.
We done made it to another year. I'm swiping out my cars again. Everything is the latest. Can't complain cause I made it. Who am I gonna judge? I don't never hold nuts. I don't never hold grudge. Went to Miami for a concert. Hit Chanel store for my baby. I spent 300 on a Mercedes. If I keep going, I'll be the greatest. I bust out crying and I wasn't sad. It's just a little feeling you get when you make it. I done tried again. I can't even fake it. Yeah. I got too much money for my mom to work a job. I know she proud now.
Hey man, this shit slap. Like, I don't know about y'all. I don't know if y'all was listening to the lyrics. I don't know if y'all listened to the album more than once. This is the one. This is the one right here. Yo. It's episode 110 of the Big Podcast. I am him. He CT is doing homework right now. She will be back with us next week. I'm very happy that this is going for us. I'm glad that she's coming back next week, though, because it's us. You know what I mean? Even if some people might not, you know, understand it, if you're a podcaster, you get it. The vibe is kind of thrown off when everybody ain't here. But we got to get these clips in, so I'm here with. Is there racism? Yes. Is there a concerted effort to make it harder for us to get where we need to be in life, to take care of our children, to just do what we need to do? Yeah, but I want you, the person that just said yes to both of those things, I want you to look at me, I'm looking at you right now, and tell me that you are doing everything you need to do to make your life better. If both of those things are quote unquote reasons, or like I'd like to say, excuses to why you're not where you're supposed to be, answer the question. Are you doing everything that you need to do to put yourself where you want to be? It was a year ago, bro. I was working at GoPuff. I was taking the data analytics course with Google. I was dealing with new management come in. And it was just a shit show. Bro, I got into it with a bus driver on the T. Nigga closed me in the door. He was trying, like, bro, it was so much chaos going on. And I still made it to get myself to where I am at a year from now. You know why? Because I had a plan. And I understood, being a person that's not had it the best, life hasn't been fair. I got a sad story. I understood that shit happens, bro. I understood that, yo, sometimes the best thing is not going to happen. And you're going to have to respond to that in your favor so that you can still do whatever plan you sought out to do from the beginning. I've always had to do what I need to do for me to feel secure or feel how this is what I want to do in life, because it's never just been perfect for me. I don't know about y'all. I know a lot of people, they grew up a certain type of way, and you know, life was kind of perfect at a time. So now that you're an adult and you're having to carve out your own life, maybe it's different, but it never was perfect for me. So I don't never really expect it to be perfect as at the age I am right now as an adult. I understand that you have to be positive, and I understand that 90% of the things that happen to you, the outcome is going to be based on how you respond. I can't sit here, bro. I can't sit here and be talking about what the government's doing, what this person's not doing, this person's not doing, if I'm not doing what I need to be doing for myself. That goes from being a father to being an employee to a podcaster, content creator, everything, bro. I don't know about y'all, but I set expectations and goals for myself. I'm sorry, bro. It looks like it's gonna get bad for us. And when I say us, I mean underprivileged individuals. It looks like it's gonna get bad for us. But guess what, bruh? There's a lot of us that we not really gonna be touched by this, and people gonna be mad at us once whatever's happening with this recession comes to fruition, because we preparing for it, bro. Like, I'm just not sitting here and waiting for somebody to come save me, bro. That's just not how it works. I think this is very important for a man to go through when you get to a point, and it usually happens in your early 20s. You can see that it happens with men because most men, they're usually their direction is being made in their 20s. For a lot of black men, they don't really find their way into their late 20s, early 30s, some 40s and 50s. But for the smart ones, late 20s, early 30s, maybe even earlier than that. But as far as my age, I think I could map that out and say that. But a lot of us, we usually make that big mistake in our early 20s. I did something that could have got me 5 years in federal prison. And because I was so blessed and so lucky to not have put myself in that type of situation before, I was able to do pretrial intervention. And once I paid my restitution back, and once I completed my hours and this, that, and the third, I was able to get them charges that were pending, not conviction, not charge, pending, taken off my record. Now you can see the arrest record. You can see my arrest record if your background check is good enough, but I don't have those charges and I made that mistake. A lot of us, bro, I'm sorry, we just have to be honest. A lot of us have been given a lot of chances in life. Like, bro, honestly, with how crazy it is, if you have done anything wrong, been with the wrong crowd, been the wrong crowd, and you still hear them saying, if you was born from like 90 up, you blessed, bro. Because 9 times out of 10, unless you've been on the straight and narrow the whole time, you have a reason to get up and try because you've been given another chance. Hey, maybe I'm tripping, but I just know how this stuff goes. I know people that didn't make it past 16. I know people that, bro, I know a dude that used to be a quiet dude and he was coming into himself in 11th grade year. And I won't say any names. He's coming into himself. He got on the football team. He getting some hoes. Bro, a couple weeks before 12th grade graduation, he ends up dead. We know people like this. We know stories like this. I have a million of them, bro. And I'm not no street dude. I just know things. You just grow up in this day and age, you're going to be touched by a lot of death. So this is what I'm saying. Like, bro, honestly, dog, if you a man, I'm not talking to people that don't want better for themselves. I'm not talking to people that don't want to try. I'm talking to people that you wake up and you might not be in the best situation. Bro, you might have just caught a case. You might be on probation, or if you're lucky like me, on pretrial intervention, trying to figure out what you want to do. I'm just here to tell you, bro, if you keep trying and keep getting more information, you'll be straight. You just can't go back to what you was doing because you see that it's not what you're supposed to be doing. I'll tell you a story. And I see, this is the thing, dog. I always knew that I wasn't supposed to be doing nothing illegal. I didn't need to do nothing illegal. Let me be real. It's some of us that, shit, bro, nigga might do something illegal to get a leg up, get a little, I wasn't born like that. And I'm not about to disrespect my parents and my grandparents, my aunts, my uncles, people that have helped me, my cousins in life, to go out there and make it seem like, oh, I had to do this, that, and the third. No, bro. So I caught my case. I told y'all the story about me catching my case, but I never told y'all about this part. And this was really the most important part of me catching my case. So boom, I catch the case. I get booked. I'm in jail. So Florida, again, blessed, bro, had a black bail, whatever, black jail or whatever. The dude that is in charge of the pod, the prison guard, whatever, black dude, chill dude, talking to me like I'm a human being, talking to all us like you human beings, like, yo, y'all go ahead, get comfortable in y'all rooms and, you know what I'm saying, y'all come out here and chill before dinner. Cool. So, I don't even remember what happened, but I think we went to go eat and then we come back. I hadn't said anything to the cellmate at first because I ain't seen him when I came in there. So we went to go eat and come back, and I find out, you know, he's a cellmate. So I went to go find some books to read because honestly, bro, I didn't have no bail money and I wasn't calling my parents. I wasn't going to call my mom. My grandma didn't answer. So I was like, you know what, bro? We just going to figure this out. I didn't know what was going on because this was my first time in jail. So, you know, fast forward to when we going to sleep. And dude, he's like, hey, man, I'm such and such. What's your name? All right. What you in here for? And I tell him, he said, really, huh? That's crazy because, and he is like, all right, well, cool. The good thing is, bro, if you don't have a record, you probably don't got nothing to worry about. This is like a couple hours removed from a detective telling me that I'm going away for 5 years for sure. So I'm cooked. Like, I'm thinking that because I don't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? So he starts telling me, like, yo, honestly, with your situation, if all you got to do, bro, is you got to get through this time. At this time, I was not smoking. I was smoking. He's like, honestly, bro, since you didn't steal that much money, you are most likely going to be able to get away from this scot-free as long as you keep your nose clean during this time. All you need to do, bro, is make sure you keep these payments up. If you can, pay this shit off early. No matter what, do your community service hours early because they understand the money thing. He is like, see, me, I fucked up because, you know, I did the same thing, but my charge was a little bit more. So he was in jail because he failed his drug test. Me being blessed, we had two totally different situations. I never talked to that dude again. I don't remember what his name. Bro, once he gave me that information that I was going to be cool, you know how big that weight was lifted off of my shoulders? Actually, bro, I go to sleep that night because I'm thinking I'm about to be in here for at least 2 weeks. Because I don't have no bond money. You know what I'm saying? So I get waking up at night in another blessing. I get bonded out. So I got lucky again. Bro, at that point, I wasn't going to do nothing else unless I had to. I just say that to say, bro, a lot of us in this age, we've had it way easier. We have it easier as far as job opportunities go. We have it easier as far as committing crimes because parents and grandparents so wrong that they sometimes give kids a chance nowadays. Just imagine if it was in the 1980s and I was trying to steal money using a fake check as a nigga. I would have been done. 5 years, done. Felony on my record. But guess what? That didn't happen. So that's honestly why, bro, whatever y'all be talking about, soft life, all of this bullshit, stay at home fathers, that shit ain't it, bro. You gotta get up and just stop crying, man. You gotta stop crying, bro, because the bills is gonna keep coming. The first of the month is never not going to be a thing. Gonna have to pay taxes. And a lot of us, like me included, you be having sex with no condoms. So you got kids. So you got to make it happen. So I don't be understand. Like, bro, you got to make it happen. You don't got no choice. You don't got no choice. So stop crying and let's get to it, bro. I want to play a couple of songs just to get myself in that mood. And we're gonna get into it. I have a lot to say. So let's go.
Yeah, they can't keep up with my old shit. It's another wave. Gotta block, she gotta watch me from her other page. I can't stop for nothing. I'll figure out another way. Impossible, I did that shit the other day. Whatever it takes to get the win, I don't like losing. I'm the one that say what I'm gonna do and then I do it. I'm
don't feel bad at all, you had the chance, you went and blew it. If I ever bring it up, it's sex, I'm ready to prove it. Things get tangled up, pretty girls have fun with us. She act out, I write her up, put her on suspension. She told all her friends about it, now I'm popping in they group chat. I hope all is win, I never been no hater, I don't do that, yeah. Tennis chain getting tangled up, they know they can't hang with us. Multiply and add it up, put it in they face. Ain't no stopping, I been going hard, gotta get it while it's great. Ain't no problem, we can't overcome, I charge it to the game. I been out here popping it for real. She be low key stalking.
This that shit I was just talking about.
We live like the mafia, for real, for real. You just say imposter, you ain't real, for real. I'm not nothing like them, that's for real, for real. I shot off like lightning, that's for real, for real. I earned all my stripes out here, for real, for real. Dedicate my life to this, for real, for real. She know I'm the one just asking. Ain't no capping. Send me pics before they hit the gram. I give her captions. Shout out to you if you out here trying to run your bag up. I'm switching my swag up. I'm turning up the volume. I've been in the cut. I think it's time to drop an album. I'm gonna do whatever I want, no matter the outcome. Never let them ace me out on militant like Malcolm. They was acting like I need them. Did this shit without them. I can really take it there, but that shit ain't about none. Saving more than I'm spending. I'll be ready if a drought come. All of us got fine side spot, we keep the house warm. Ever been enough for me, ain't no question, I look out for you. Cuban links get tangled up, pretty girls have fun with us. She act out, I write her up, put her on suspension. She told all her friends about it, now I'm popping in they group chat. I hope all is win, I never been no hater, I don't do that, yeah. Tennis chain getting tangled up, they know they can't hang with us. Multiply and add it up, put it in they face. Ain't no stopping, I been going hard, gotta get it while it's great. Ain't no problem, we can't overcome, I charge it to the game. I been out here popping it for real. She be low key stalking me for real, for real. We live like the mafia, for real, for real. You just say imposter, you ain't real, for real. I'm not nothing like them, that's for real, for real. I shot off like lightning, that's for real, for real. I earned all my stripes out here, for real, for real. Dedicate my life to this, for real, for real.
That's that shit, boy. We might go over my boy shit too. We're gonna hold on. Goddamn me. Lil Baby. It's Only Me. I wanna say that this was his second studio album, cause yeah, My Turn was his first. This is a pretty long album, honestly. Let's go ahead and take a look at it. 23 tracks, 1 hour and 5 minutes. He's starts off from the get-go real spill dog. When I first listened to this album, I said to myself, damn baby, don't tell me you just mailed it in. But I will be honest that I was not fully paying attention. I was a little bit tired. I stayed up to listen to that shit, and I'm old. So that staying up to listen to music, like I could stay up late, but like to listen to music to like really like be like, oh, this shit hard. It's really not the best for me to be up late analyzing music. I would say based on the current rating of the album by the masses, I would say that the masses are incorrect. I think that this is a phenomenal project. For me, I would say that you probably got to be from down south to really understand the shit that he's talking in the game that he's given, because just the vocabulary that he has. One thing that a lot of people kind of leave out when they talk about Lil Baby is how Atlanta Lil Baby is. I kind of fuck with it because I remember, you know, 2015, 2016, when the SoundCloud rap era was going on and we got Young Thug really coming into his own. Future was on a run, but you old niggas were trying to make it seem like this shit wasn't it. Y'all made up this mumble rap bullshit and y'all tried to make it seem like niggas like Future, Thug, Rich Homie Quan, the Migos, Hood Rich Juan Pablo, 2 Chainz, Pee Wee Longway, Young Scooter. Y'all tried to make it seem like these niggas really wasn't talking that shit. And I seen it. I saw it was like a nigga like that's getting his ass beat, and he's trying to like hold on to like a pole or something, you know, so he don't just get thrown anywhere and just stomped out. He trying to hold on to something. That's what you old niggas was doing in 2015, 2016. Y'all tried to make up a narrative to get the wave out of here. And look what happened. It just pushed it in way more. Bruh, the South is it. Lil Baby is it. I predicted that Lil Baby was going to have one of them hit love songs. He had a couple of them, if you really want to talk about it. We got Stop Playing. California Breeze is my shit. I fuck with Lil Baby. He just straight up, nigga, listen to the music. Don't ask me no questions. It, whatever is going on, whatever I want y'all to know, is in the music. He addressed a whole lot of shit in this project. I would just take a guess, and I would say that from... We might as well just play it. Because... Shit, we here.
Fresh like the first day of school on the weekend. I put this shit on a day for no reason. On the smile while I fished on my teeth. Straight from the lot, caught on hungry and geeked up. 1,000 horsepower, my car gotta keep up. Act like I'm slow all the time, but I peep stuff. What kind of guy let a bitch keep the beef up?
Come on, man.
I'm live for a while, not at least up. Nail and a hammer, I done built it from the ground up. Brody say he working, but the bridge then went down some. They handle the business, I do not go around them. You can get 100 if you want them, we got pound spot. I'm the one that's really having motion, what they talking about? Cars, I done did that, chains don't need no more. So many clothes starting to feel like a hobo. Every milestone trying to buy me a new home. Piles keep on fucking up the forge, take the rims out. The way she twitch it, sucking like she's trying to take the skin off. Rode them in a striker, but it's blue, we swap the fins out. Don't walk up this tree, I make a chopper, knock the limb off. $1,000 after every road, that's what they info. All I do is fuck her, I done turn into a nympho. Infants, blackouts, gym, info. Tripping for the family, I don't care about my kinfo. I took the guys to LA for a business. Me, God, watch my friends, I can handle my enemies. Fuck, I look like having smoke with my enemies. Niggas gotta be joking, you kidding me? Y'all real kids, been small time ballin', that's real big. I was standing in the bleachers on some chin shit. Never been a hater, I don't care enough. This shit ain't gonna stop it till they bury.
Free Young Thug. I know. I just wanted to give y'all a little taste. He said a lot of shit. See, this is the thing, bro. Lil Baby, if y'all don't understand what the whole hook was in that song when he was talking about his mini-me's, I feel like he was talking about no cap. And I know he kind of said it in a condescending type of way, but if he's saying that he's not going to have beef with a nigga that wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him, because... Let's be honest, you guys can see the correlation. Lil Baby, see, this is the thing about Lil Baby. I feel like a lot of the things that I wanted to know about Lil Baby, I found out in this album. Like, I found out that he kind of, you know, alluded to this, but like, he's on his shit. Yeah, he paid for pussy. What that thing that happened. You can tell it happened, and he would kind of blow. Of course, I'm not about to just sit here and be like, oh yeah, I was paying for this, that, and the third, because Shorty was way disrespectful. But yeah, he paid for it. Cause guess what? He said I paid him to leave. The thing is, like, I always wonder, because they were saying it in the documentary that he was getting money, and he was talking about, you know, his come up in the streets, and I was like, oh, because I'm a person that I like to draw things together and like try to put them together as a fan. And I remember when Lil Baby had a Beehive interview and he was talking about like committing crimes, and he was like, I'm not going to tell no young dude not to commit no crimes, because if you're a young dude from the hood, what are we talking about? But you might just want to commit a crime that's not going to get you no time. You might want to just know what you're doing. And I realized it, because it's like, they were saying he was making millions in the streets, and like, he got caught up, and I was like, he only went away for a couple of years, And I'm like, how could that happen? And it's like, oh, wham. I didn't know that. Maybe I wasn't listening to Lil Baby's lyrics before, but I feel like, and I'm just going to say it, I feel like Lil Baby waited a couple of years to talk about the crimes that he committed and how he became up. Like, he was talking about it, but he wasn't, like, he was talking about having them pounds in this shit. We got that shit. Like, I don't remember that in his previous albums. Maybe I'm wrong. If I'm not wrong, congratulations again to Lil Baby to showing us just how to be a rapper. Just how to not tell on yourself. And I don't see, I started doing this thing where if something happens that I maybe predicted or hinted to, I'll repost it on Instagram. I don't want to have to repost this if like a Rico comes down on 4PF. I think that would suck. But Lord willing, we don't have to worry about that because Lil Baby is a smarter individual. Honestly, dog, this is exactly what I wanted. I don't think there's a chance for him to have the album of the year because of the project that Future put out. There's a couple more projects that I might put over this, but this is definitely going to be in my top 10. I'm kind of at the stage right now where I'm taking a break from it because I've just listened to it so much. But this is definitely one of them ones. Like, I'm going to give Lil Baby a 10 out of 10. I think that he's progressing as he should be with his artistry. He did say that he wanted to make this a little bit more personable and just talk about some real shit, just not just saying anything. And I think he did a great job about that. If you don't understand what he's saying, if you're, you know, like not familiar with the accent, I would listen to the album with the lyrics on. And once you like are looking at the lyrics, you're going to see that he's talking that fucking shit. See, with rappers like Lil Baby, they're not stupid. They smart. So they know what they putting out. Even if they don't say things, I can see that like. It, with Jeezy too, because we're going to talk about Jeezy's project. I can see that like he's thinking about like what he's putting into the mind of kids. Like he has lines like saying like, I know how I feel to spin an op, and I know how I feel like, and I know I feel way better to make a meal. Like he's saying a lot of real shit on this project. So basically, Lil Baby ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere. Hopefully, this isn't his last thing that he does for. I hope he doesn't take a super long break. I mean, honestly, this project, in my opinion, is built for him to take that 1 to 2 year break. And I'm not opposed to an artist of his stature taking that break because you want high level music. You want him to keep living and doing what he's doing, and I think that's why he took such a long time to come out with this project, because he wanted to have something to really talk about. And I think he did everything that he needed to do. So, you know, from that last video we're talking about, you know, who's that top, Lil Baby's out, he's after Future. My top five right now, and I don't care, this is what the top five is. I'm gonna say Drake, Cole, Kendrick, Future, Baby. That's my top five. And it might change, but I see with Drake, Cole, and Kendrick, they just have so much equity, musical equity, to where you, like, Future would have to drop another I Never Liked You next year to get in that top three. Lil Baby would have to drop It's Only Me times two, like revamped goddamn me version, to get in that top three. Because Kendrick, even though Kendrick's album, it doesn't have the replay value, because this is an album, Kendrick's album, that's an album that's gonna be listened to 50 years from now. We're talking about songs like We Cry Together. Like, that's gonna be like some shit that's like playing in a fucking museum years from now. It's not, it's just a lot of weight. So Kendrick's album is probably not gonna get the love that it deserves. It's probably gonna be on my list, but it might not be high on my list because I just haven't been playing it because it's just such heavy content. But that album is that's another Pulitzer type album. And Future is doing what Future does, but Kendrick's never put out a bad project, ever. Not even a question for people that really know rap music. So, I mean, we got that top five, but we got somebody that ain't been out that's kind of a lot of the projects, you know, that were, you know, given and presented to us were not the best, but he's back. So we got to give it to him. So let's see what it is.
This is what it feel like when you know what a meal like. Gotta pay the bills right. Feel right. Yeah. A nigga gotta live right. Live right. Yeah. First you show 'em what you grind like. Yeah. Then you can show 'em what you shine like. Yeah. Audemars keep the time right. Time right. Saint Laurent to my eyes. Brown looking like it's potion. White seats in 'em coasting. Yeah. F and E and I ain't hosting. Nah. 'Cause I'm still having motion. Aye. And them checks still coming. That machine still running. Woo. Been grinding, I ain't posting. Nah. 'Cause I'm still having smoke. These pussy nigga thinking I'ma fold under pressure. I'm about to take this shit to a whole nother level. Yeah. Dig up old money with a brand new shovel. Damn. And then cop a rolling with a brand new bezel. No, it won't stop if I'm laying on a stretcher. Them doors go up, but it ain't no Tesla. Nah. Them doors go up, but it ain't no Tesla. Them in PBS stones, so it ain't no pressure. My sign is a scale, I was made for this shit. My mama was a hustler, I was raised for this shit. Cold turkey on the plug, and I'm still making M's. Half a ticket for the Phantom, wish I would buy some rims. You can buy weed, but you can't buy class. In the ownership, fuck, I'm gon' do it half. Your math ain't math, there's something wrong with your math. That's like letting them folks take half of the bag. Brown liquor like it's potion. White seats in them, coasting. F and E and I ain't hosting. 'Cause I'm still having motion. Check still coming.
It's still coming.
That machine still running. Woo. Been grinding, I ain't posting.
Nah.
'Cause I'm still having smoke. I know what they told you, but the motherfucker lied. Nigga couldn't lose if I motherfucking tried. Dead presidents, give a fuck how they die. Just keep an extra clip, Draco in the ride. Matching with the gates, don't get motherfucking tired. Chef burn the steak, she get motherfucking fired. Yeah, I heard what they said, but the motherfuckers lied.
Young Jeezy and DJ Drama finally got back together to hit us with a ridiculous surprise Gangsta Grillz mixtape, Snowfall, goddamn me, 17 tracks. And I, myself, you see how I'm dressed this episode. This is the vibe that I've been feeling with the music that I've been getting. My soul has been fed. Goddamn me, Boldy James dropped. G Herbo, a little baby, Kodak just dropped, and Money Man just dropped. I gotta listen to that shit after this. So, like, bro, I'm happy as a hip hop fan, as somebody that likes to talk about good music. I'm happy. I honestly think that this year, and I'm gonna make this clear when we do our wrap up. This year had a lot of good music, and I don't think that people love it enough or interested or really care enough anymore to really look for the good music that comes out. But I'm gonna put y'all on once we get into that. This is Vintage Jeezy, and Jeezy said something very important because Jeezy's had some questionable last couple albums. I don't think all of them have been bad, but the Recession 2 was straight. TM 104, that wasn't it. Pressure, it was alright. You know what I'm saying? Pressure was alright. Church in These Streets, that was a questionable project, I'm not gonna lie. Like, a lot of his last couple projects, like, there were some that, you know, he were hard, some that weren't. Like, the goddamn Trap or Die at 3. I don't even... I like, all there, that's that shit. Rest in peace, Bankroll Fresh. But I'm not... Like, I don't even remember this project. I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't remember this shit. So I don't know if it's just something, like, I didn't get it. I don't, it's just not important to me. But that shit wasn't it for real either. Like, bro, and he said the reason that the music was lacking was because he was going through something with his label. And it was like he wanted to get his masters back. That is a crazy place to be, as far as, like, you can't even put out what you really want to put out. You can't even give or do what you really want to do. Who does that, dog? Like, who really would do that? Who really? Most people, they'd give up, they'd fold. But, you know, Jeezy being the guy that he is and raps about what he raps about, he killed that shit. I think that, like, bro, that bruh. On there, track 2, track 1, that shit gonna be in my rotation. It's not gonna leave my rotation. Another project I wanted to give some love to was G Herbo with Survivors of Remorse, side A and side B. I don't know if y'all counting these as two different projects, because the quality of the music can have them separated as two different projects. Y'all know the streaming games that are being played, which is the game, that the game is the game. But when we talk about, like, somebody that's consistent, we talk about somebody that's never lacking on the bars, never lacking on the substance or content of their music, we got to talk about G Herbo. I heard somebody say something crazy, and y'all might think I'm crazy. Somebody said that Lil Durk was better than G Herbo. Since when? And this is coming from somebody that was not really on the Warren Shot rap like that. So maybe my opinion swayed, but y'all niggas heard balling like I'm Kobe? Durk doesn't have a Survivor's Remorse. Durk doesn't have a Humble Beast. He definitely doesn't have a fucking baller like I'm Kobe. Maybe I'm tripping. Let me know in the comments, because in what world is Durk better than G Herbo? Durk's music is more mainstream, which means it's more palatable for the average listener. But if we're talking about rapping, even if we're talking about emotional music and vulnerable music, I don't know if we listening to the same thing. I think y'all might be a little bit too influenced by, you know, the record labels. And then people will say that, like, G Herbo is rapping offbeat. And that's when I know you're not musically inclined at all. It's not offbeat. It's, bro, are you a fan of rap music? Like, let me think about somebody that has that just, I mean, Freddie Gibbs, goddamn me, Twista, like, shit, even Kanye. This is a Chicago rap. See, bro, this be the thing when you be arguing music. Most people, they just be saying stuff. Like, I remember somebody was talking about G Herbo's verse on On Your Ass, something like that, by him and King Von. Number one, he washed King Von on that verse. What are you talking about? Number two, he killed that verse. Oh, he ruined the whole song. Are you a fan of music, or you're just told what's hot? See, this is why it'd be cool for these niggas to put out these weak ass mixtapes and albums, because the people that have these voices and the influence on the music don't know anything about music. And I'm not talking about the celebrities, the Joe Buttons. No, I'm talking about social media influencers. Our age, coming up on the internet, that's the straight grind, not through the industry, not signed. Like, bruh, I be seeing it, and it's like, yo, some of these dudes that can rap, they don't have a chance, because y'all don't know what y'all listening to. But who am I, bro? I'm just somebody. I'm in my dining room talking about rap music to myself. But it, I don't know what y'all talk about with the whole G Herbo and Lil Durk thing. In what world? Ye has been removed from all of his deals. He's been released from Def Jam. He's been taken off of Adidas. They said they've stopped payment. I don't know what that means, but that doesn't sound good. His talent agency, he's been released from everything. Y'all saw the clip. I still believe that this is the plan. I don't know what the plan, I don't have any idea on what the possible logical plan of this could be. But in Kanye's brain, I think he may think he has it worked out to do what he wants to do. We're just here to see. With Kanye, I try not to really listen to what he says. I try to kind of really stay clear of, you know, his big announcements, because for a while, I felt like Kanye has used the fact that he has the cultural equity that he has because of the impact of his music and the message in his music. He's used that to dupe us and get us to like blindly follow him. And at the same time, bro, a lot of the stuff he says makes a lot of sense to me. But is that Kanye speaking, or is that Kanye regurgitating something that his woke cool friends say, and now Kanye is using it to do what Kanye wants to do? It's the lines are always blurred with Kanye for me. So for the most part, I just watch. And I'm not scared to admit that I don't fully understand his big plan and things, because I'm not a businessman yet per se. So I don't know why. I mean, I know why, as far as from an entertainment person, not an entertainment, but a marketing perspective, why he would put the White Lives Matter shirt out. But what I will say is that it's possible that he can sell Yeezy independently. It's possible that he can build connections with people that genuinely like him, because I heard some people say, you know, he hasn't built the connections to do what he's doing at this point in being a billionaire. But what do we know? Like, it, see, the thing that kills me about Kanye is that he's so successful now that some people can't afford for us to understand what he's trying to tell us and trying to accomplish. You know what I mean? Like, I believe that Kanye wants, you know, us as a people to be in a different place. But at the same time, I believe that he also has his own agenda. And I think sometimes he doesn't even understand where the line is drawn with those two things. So for him to, you know, make us understand would be borderline impossible, because he don't really get it. I hope that what he's doing has a plan, because I really don't want it to be true that he just doesn't have the money that he said that he had. I don't find it possible that, and I believe him when he says he has $11 billion. I believe him. I believe Kanye to be transparent when he talks about things like that, because it's so important to him. And that's another thing that kind of, like, and I'm glad he stopped saying it, the whole richest black man in history. That threw me. But if it's true, you could pop it. I don't know if it's true though. But a lot of the things that he does, some of the things that he does bother me, like just comparing yourself to people like Elon Musk and Walt Disney, Steve Jobs. Like, dang, bro, what about Mansa Musa? I'm sure there's other people. Why you can't be the Jay-Z of Yeezy or the Jay-Z of fashion? Because Jay-Z's successful. Some of the things that he says just kind of throws me. It's like, wow, you really just said that? But I mean, Kanye could say what he wants to say. I'm just here to look. I don't think anybody knows, like, for surely what he has going on. I definitely think that a lot of people's opinions are based on who they work for and who writes their checks. And I honestly, I don't have anything against that, because I think the biggest thing to understand with this Kanye issue going on is that you have to know what you do have and what you don't have as far as leverage. Because a lot of people push speaking out and eat the rich and going against the establishment, but there's always two ways to skin a cat. It's not always, in my opinion, the boisterous, I'm gonna let y'all know that I'm coming for y'all way of doing things, because I mean, it's not always best for your opposition to know that you're plotting against them. And you may not even be plotting against them, but you may just be wanting to find a better way for people like you to have opportunity, which is cool, but I don't necessarily think loud and just being outward with it is always the plan. And bro, I don't always think that you have to reinvent the wheel to change something. This is just my opinion, because I think that I think that it would be good for us to learn how to become a part of what's going on in this great country, and at the same time putting our own on. And I think with that formula, we could figure out how to put ourselves in a better position. I don't necessarily, like, bro, I don't think, you know, asking the government to do this, that, and the third for us is what's going to help us. I do think we need money. So I do think people like Kanye and Jay-Z are important. I don't look at them as political people. People always have this argument saying that Jay-Z is, he's a capitalist and he's for himself. What is the problem with that, living in a capitalistic society? Should one not be great? Should a great that would be great in a world where things were way better, the land of milk and honey? Obviously, it would be great for him to be able to operate as if everybody could go. That is not the case. That's never gonna happen, bro. Everybody just being on one accord and all the way there and just being there the whole ride as someone ascends to heights they've never imagined. You think everybody can go when someone's doing something you've never seen before? That makes no sense, man. We have to be real. We're sitting here saying, God damn, he's doing this, he's doing that. And we don't even know how to tie our fucking shoes, but we can talk about what a fucking billionaire is supposed to do. That sounds ridiculous. But this is the world that we live in. So, hey, man, get y'all at least make some money while y'all, you know, talk about eat the rich and he should do this and he should do that. I don't know what Kanye got going on. I'm going to keep watching, though. One thing I do hope is that he get the music right. Like, he done got dropped from his record label. I'm sorry, bro. We need Kanye music. Sorry. So, with that said, as y'all can hear, the family is down here. So, that's our episode for this week. It's the Big Podcast. And we out.